Now to that phone call between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister told the Taoiseach that the common travel area between the two countries won't be affected by the clampdown on freedom of movement due to take place in the event of a no-deal Brexit. In a change of policy, those restrictions for EU citizens could now come into place at the end of October. Gavin Barrett, Professor of Law at the Sutherland School of Law in UCD, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start at the very beginning. What is the common travel area?
Well, the common travel area is an arrangement that came into place with Irish independence almost 100 years ago in 1922, whereby controls between the United Kingdom and the then Free State, now Ireland, were absolutely minimised at the border. And essentially, it was introduced in order to maximise convenience of travel between the two jurisdictions, but also in particular to facilitate the Northern Irish border situation. Because it was recognised even then that introducing border controls would make life extremely difficult for people in border areas, and that was to nobody's advantage.
So whatever the UK announces over the coming weeks and months shouldn't affect Irish people living and working there, or people who want to live and work there, and vice versa. British people living in the Republic shouldn't be affected by anything that's announced like that.
Well, I suppose, you know, Brexit is going to affect people, there's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm.
But
there are
in terms of freedom of movement at any rate.
Well, I suppose there are various blocks you could have to freedom of movement. Some of them are controls on goods, which, you know, might cause blockages or queues or checks on the borders. But one element that we've never had on the border with Northern Ireland in particular is passport controls. And they've always been left out of the equation. And everyone has emphasised from the very beginning, the Irish government, the British government and the European Union, that they don't want to see a situation in which passport controls would be added into the mix, making it even more complicated than it already is.
There are, though, a lot of questions, aren't there? And one of them is this: how will this work for EU citizens who live on this side of the border but who work in the north?
Well, my feeling in relation to Northern Ireland is that we're not going to see, it would be so difficult to have passport controls on the border that we're never going to see that happen. There's already a provision under the Immigration Act 2004 whereby what you might call common travel area nationals coming into Ireland can be stopped if they're going on to the United Kingdom in order to violate passport requirements there. So that provision will continue in force. I would imagine if there were any fears, if you like, of European nationals coming over into Ireland and violating British controls, that other means might be used to stop that, so that, for instance, if they wanted to go on to the mainland, they would have to catch ferries, they would have to catch planes, so you know, checks might be imposed there, or the airline companies might be expected to check for passports, as incidentally is done in relation to, for instance, if you take a Ryanair flight from Dublin to London at the moment. You have to show your passport there, not because the government requires it, but because the airline company actually does.
What then of, say, a Polish person who lives in Dundalk and works in Newry? Are they likely to be affected by this?
No, I would see the principal risks not so much between travel between Northern Ireland and the Republic. I think the principal risks would be between mainland Britain and Ireland. And at the moment, what happens, actually, to a certain extent, travelling into Ireland, it won't make a tremendous amount of difference, because the common travel area doesn't have a huge amount of reality, because everyone goes through the same passport controls. CTA nationals, common travel area nationals, or European nationals, or whatever. Travelling in the other direction, though, as most of us know, if you travel into the United Kingdom, at present, if you're travelling from Ireland, you simply walk through. There are no controls at all. Now, because of what Privy Patel has announced in terms of European nationals now being subject to controls, what I would expect might happen in that regard is that instead of the channel being completely open to everyone travelling from the Republic, it'll just be open if you happen to be an Irish national, a national of, you know, a United Kingdom national, an Isle of Man national, or a person from the Channel Islands. Otherwise, though, you will have to go through controls. So I would expect you'll get, if you like, free movement, continued free movement for Irish and CTA nationals generally, but not for European nationals anymore.
Can we talk briefly about the broader picture? The date itself, the 31st of October, it's only a couple of months away. Mm. And there is a real sense at the moment of positions becoming entrenched and of a lot of people essentially hearing what they want to hear. Mm. Do you think that a no-deal Brexit is now likely?
I think it is getting ever more likely. And to be honest with you, when I saw Boris Johnson's letter sent yesterday to Donald Tusk, to me, a large element of this letter was simply playing to the gallery back home. By virtue of Britain leaving the customs union and the common travel area, that puts them, if you like, on the wrong side, if you like, of a hard border, because customs unions and single markets have hard borders. So Theresa May recognised that. She did her best. She eventually turned down a Northern Ireland specific backstop. She accepted a UK backstop. She couldn't get that through Parliament. In Boris Johnson's case, however, there are no proposals whatsoever in terms of preventing a hard border at all. So I think what he's trying to do is convey the picture of himself for domestic political consumption as being willing to compromise, as trying to put the blame, if you like, on the European side, on the Irish side. But in reality, there's nothing in that letter at all that indicates that he's going to do anything to prevent a hard border coming about, and indeed that he's interested in any form of compromise.
Gavin Barrett, thanks indeed for joining us this morning. It's 12 minutes to 9.